Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Everybody but the Colts. Indiana plays at 12:30. Butler plays tonight. Pacers host the Frauds, the Brooklyn Nets. Butler Bulldogs, they play tonight too. And the football state finals are tonight as well. We're going to talk about the Colts, their playoff chances. Jim Irsay spoke to ESPN. Going to talk about the Hoosiers. Who's going to play? Who should play? Going to talk a little bit about the Boilermakers, who are really, really good, but they got a test tonight against Gonzaga. Talking about it all right here, it's Breakfast with Kent for Friday, November 25th, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. BUSR, it's a sports wagering site and a wagering site, period. They got casino, gambling, all kinds of stuff. Go to BUSR.com/Kent and you make your initial deposit, they're going to match it to 150% up to $2,500 in free play. Hit the subscribe button. A prize is going to be given away by the end of the show today to somebody who's watching, a subscriber who's watching. So subscribe, like the video, ring the bell if you want an alert every time we go live. It's a holiday, so we're a little bit late today. Sue me. Sue me we didn't go at 7 o'clock this morning. And if you want to donate, donate. Always very nice. We appreciate that. By the way, there will be a live Indiana postgame immediately after the Hoosiers dispatch Jackson State, which is what they're going to do. Let's talk about the Colts. The injury report yesterday. You know what? Quidipe didn't practice. He's got the ankle. DeForest Buckner, he's got ribs. Kylan Granson is ill. Ryan Kelly's got a shoulder and a knee. So that's the way it goes. Paris Campbell, Grover Stewart, they were limited yesterday. We'll see what happens today. Thank you very much, Mike. Here's how the Colts could get to the playoffs. Thank you for bringing that up, Mike. The Patriots losing yesterday was a big deal in this run. All right, here's what's got to happen in the short term. This is a big weekend for the Colts' playoff chances. They have got to beat the Steelers on Monday Night Football, period, end of conversation. If they don't do that, adios to the season. It's all over. There's no chance they're going to get there from here. Going on the road and playing the Dallas Cowboys, we saw what the Cowboys looked like yesterday. That is not going to be a pretty thing. Micah Parsons coming off the edge. Bernard Raimann. You know what? Here's the thing with Raimann. Raimann has a tough time with power. Parsons is really, really fast. Raimann is not bad against fast. I don't want to write checks that he's going to have to then, you know, kind of cover. But he's pretty good against fast ends. He's not good when he gets bull rushed, and that's not Micah Parsons' deal to bull rush. So anyway, here's how they get to the playoffs. Number one, they beat the Steelers Monday night. Then You really want the Titans. We're going to be rooting for the Titans this weekend, which is kind of weird. The Titans host the Bengals. You want the Bengals to lose. You want the Jets to lose to the Bears. The Jets have turned into a dumpster fire. The Bears have been a dumpster fire the entire season. Which of these dumpster fires will rage brightest? We're going to find out on Sunday. We hope that it's the Bears. Matt Eberflus can do the Colts a solid this weekend. And you have got to, you want to have the Chargers lose. Chargers need to lose at Arizona. which is a probability. I think the Chargers will lose to the Cardinals. The big one is the Jets finding a way to lose against the Bears. So those happen. If that happens, the Colts are one game out of the wild card, the last two wild card spots. There are six. Wait. There were three wild card spots or four division championships, seven total playoff berths, right? They would be, if all those come to pass, they would be one game out of sixth and seventh in terms of seeding. And if one of those games goes to the wrong team, they're going to be one game out of seventh, one game out of the final wild card spot. Now, they got three games. This is a week at a time deal. Let's not get our out over our skis and start talking about the Colts at Dallas, the bye week, and then the Colts at Minnesota. Let's not even go there, because what is the point of that? Yes, those are difficult to win games. They are. Colts at the Giants, not going to be the easiest game to win. But hope exists in the NFL one week at a time, and that's plenty for me. Jim Irsay spoke to ESPN yesterday, talked about how firing Frank Reich wasn't personal. He's very close. The Irsays are very close with, that's Jim, that's his daughters, very close with the Reich family. This was very, very difficult. Not a personal decision. It doesn't matter that it happened hours after they lost a very disappointing game, a game that Jim Irsay didn't take well as a loss, right? That, notwithstanding, made the decision to hire a guy with nothing but high school coaching experience to replace him. Nick Sirianni took it all wrong. Frank Reich got a check to walk away that was huge. Like, somebody fires me and hands me $25 million or thereabouts. Thank you. I'm walking out of the building. Woo! Are you kidding me? And then Nick Sirianni's got the temerity. That shit's for Frank Reich. Ah! Please. And I really like Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni's a nice guy. But to feel...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A sense that Reich needs to be defended.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
...is insulting to Reich, for God's sake. Anyway, he said that the extension for Reich wasn't executed in the summer of 21 as it had been reported. Jim Irsay has a... I don't think he's ever been held accountable for being factual. And so I have a difficult time believing what he has to say about the timing of a contract extension and all of that. I'd like to see documentation, to be honest. Again, Jim Irsay is a hell of an owner, good owner. But I think he just says stuff sometimes that fit the narrative that he wants to advance. And I think that that's what's happened here. So I don't take it too seriously. Let's talk about the Hoosiers. Hoosiers against Jackson State. Listen, and people in the comments are saying, we want more Indiana coverage. We're here for Indiana basketball coverage. Well, you know what? The Colts are in the midst of one of the most fascinating seasons in the history of the franchise and really in the history of the NFL. This kind of thing does not happen with the Indianapolis Colts too often. So if we are going deep into the Colts day after day after day, twice a day, that's what we do. By the way, a prize will be awarded. Stay to the end, and somebody is going to win a prize. All right? That I promise. Hoosiers, Jackson State, that game at 12:30 this afternoon. So get ready. It's time. I already got my sweatshirt on. I'm ready to go. Going to get some snacks. Going to get a smoothie from the Smoothie King. I'm going to be all set at 12:30. Will Trace Jackson Davis play? I hope that he doesn't. He's got a sore back. Why play him against somebody like Jackson State? Jackson State is straight terrible. You could sit all five starters for Indiana, and still, Indiana, if allowed, is going to run Jackson State straight out of Simon Scott Assembly Hall. And that's how it should be. I think it's much more important in a game like this to develop guys like Jordan Geronimo, like the freshman Malik Renew, and you know what, sophomore Tamar Bates. I think that's important to get him out on the floor. CJ Gunn, Jalen Hood-Schifino. I think the more minutes these guys log, the better it is for the Hoosiers moving forward. In particular, 5 days from tonight as they take on North Carolina at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. And when Indiana wins that game, students, do not storm the court. This is Indiana. We don't storm the court at Indiana. When we go on the road and people beat Indiana, they storm the court. This is Indiana basketball, and Indiana don't storm the court. Tom Crean loved that kind of crap. Tom Crean isn't a coach anymore. Mike Woodson's the coach. Indiana, born and bred, Broad Ripple graduate, Indiana graduate, Big Ten Player of the Year in 1980. After, how much did he play in 1980? Not very much, and still he was a Big Ten Player of the Year. Mike Woodson, a tremendous coach, a calm coach. He ain't going to run off the court, woo, and go into the concourse. Yay, look at me, I led us to a win over the number one team in the country. He ain't going to do that because that's not the game. The game is to win in March. That's when meaningful wins happen. And Indiana hadn't gone to the Elite Eight since 2002. It will be 21 years. People this March will be of drinking age who were not alive the last time Indiana went to the Elite Eight. Tom Crean is no longer the head coach at Indiana because he was all about him. Woodson is not all about him. Archie Miller, we don't know what he was all about. We never got to know Archie Miller. I don't feel like I missed anything. At any rate, Race Thompson, Trace Jackson Davis, if those guys don't play, I am very, very pleased. That's fine. Don't worry about it. You saw what happens when you play against inferior athletes. That was against Little Rock. Little Rock guys are getting their elbows up. They don't know where their body parts are. Their limbs are up here. And you wind up getting guys hurt. My wife got her nose broken playing basketball against a guy named Carl James from Tony Winnetka, Illinois. Carl didn't know what to do with his arms, so he elbowed my wife in the nose, broke it. That was at Walnut Knolls. That's scant feet from Simon Scott Assembly Hall. At any rate, Pacers tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. Here's what I love about the NBA, and here's what I love about basketball, is that frauds are exposed. That's what happens in basketball. Selfishness will not stand. Selfishness cannot succeed. You have to have five people on the floor who are willing to think beyond the limits of their own arms and their own abilities to help their teams win. That's why the Warriors keep winning. That's why LeBron keeps winning. LeBron, while being exceptionally gifted, is really, really good at making sure everybody else on the floor does what they're supposed to do. The Nets have none of that. No leadership whatsoever. Total frauds. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons is the fraud's fraud. He's the top fraud maybe in the history of the NBA. And then you got Kyrie Irving. The world is flat, Kyrie. And then you've got Kevin Durant, who would rather make a lot of money, play in New York, than play for a winner. He was on a winner with the Warriors. He decided, you know what, I need to be me. When you need to be you, your team suffers. And I will be so pleased tonight when the Pacers dispatch the Nets at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Purdue, big win last night against West Virginia, previously unbeaten West Virginia, 80-68. Zach Edey was awesome, 24-12. They hit 8 of 17 threes. They were 24 of 28 from the line. They did what Purdue does. Purdue is utterly selfless. There is no selfishness on that team, and there never is. Matt Painter will not recruit selfishness. Matt Painter himself is not selfish. And so his teams behave at a level of selflessness that wins them basketball games. He knows what kind of a kid to recruit to Purdue to get exactly the right result. And a great example of that is Braden Smith from Westfield. Nobody recruited this guy. He was recruited by like Idaho, Montana, and nobody. Purdue comes in with a late offer, and he starts as a freshman on a team that's now ranked 24th. They got Gonzaga tonight. Gonzaga is going to be a tough putt. At 11:30 on ESPN, my God, Phil Knight, this Phil Knight thing, do they have to play so late? Yeah, how old do I sound? It's a Friday night, for God's sake. What are we doing? Butler, they beat BYU yesterday in the battle for Atlantis. Jaden Taylor with 20, Eric Hunter Jr. with 19. Love Eric Hunter Jr. Bates, Lekosius, 14 each. Four starters for Butler played 37 minutes. That's a lot of minutes for the starters this early in the season. They got NC State, the Wolfpack. They got the Wolfpack tonight at 10 p.m. That game on ESPN2. So it's a full day of basketball. My God. Right? High school state finals. Today, in fact, about to start right now, you've got Andrean against Evansville Modern Day, New Prairie against East Central at about 3, and then Carroll against Center Grove. Center Grove is going to beat Carroll by a million. That's what's going to happen tonight. You heard it here first. The Trojans are going to roll, and Eric Moore will win another state championship. Let's celebrate some birthdays and then do a giveaway. All right. Jacqueline Seeley, happy birthday. Vinnie Wolbert, the great Jed Duvall, former program director at WIBC, happy birthday. Jared Jeffries, All-American from Indiana. Indiana, 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 we're all for you. That, the birthday salute to Jared Jeffries. Steve Olscher does great job covering the NFL. Polly Riddell, Sherry Cockrell, John Marasek, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to John. Ronnie Jackson, who I worked with at 101 ESPN in St. Louis. And the great Tom Brew, celebrating his birthday today at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. He would have it no other way. Does a great job covering the Hoosiers for Sports Illustrated. All right, the next person to comment, and it pops up on my screen, wins one of four prized collectibles that I got in a pristine auction deal. There it is, Russell Saylor. And what does he win? Julie, yes. Give me a letter, A, B, C, or D?
D.
D. Well, I hope, Russell, that you like Lou Kriechmer. He was the Quentin Nelson of the 1950s for the Detroit Lions. This signed by the late Lou Kriechmer. So he didn't sign in these anymore. Certificate of Authenticity from Schwartz Sports Authentic. Lou Kriechmer, a football Hall of Famer, played guard for championship teams in Detroit. So there you go. Russell, do me a favor so I have your address and what I need to mail this to you. DM me on Twitter, at Kent Sterling, and I will get this to you with dispatch. There will be another giveaway next week, and it will be, we've got a Rondane. Oh, Tyler, thank you very much. You feel like a winner. Hell, you are a winner, brother. I dub you a winner, Tyler Thompson. Rondane signed mini helmet. We have a Dante Culpepper autographed Vikings commemorative football, three-panel white football autographed by Dante Culpepper. And for you Patriots fans in Central Indiana, and I don't want to say I hope you die soon, but, you know, that's a little severe. I hope either you die soon or you win this. It's an autographed Patriots old-school jersey by Andre Tippett. That will go either this next week, the week after, or the week after that. It's a Christmas time bonanza right here on this channel. We will talk to you after Indiana beats a living hell out of Jackson State. Can't wait.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.